morning. The Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee will come to order. As we're waiting for members to come in, I'm going to go ahead and announce our executive session, which we'll proceed to directly and then to a hearing afterwards. But we're here to consider the nomination of three individuals for the Department of Transportation, Commerce, and Federal Maritime Commission in that session. During this executive session, we'll be voting on nominees who fill positions at the Department of Transportation, Consumer Product Safety Commission, Department of Commerce, as well as important Coast Guard promotions. To begin with, we'll be voting on the nominations of Amit Bose, Mira Josi, and Victoria Wasmer, and Mohsin Syed, who have all been nominated for positions within the Department of Transportation. Amit Bose has been nominated to the Administrator of the Federal Railroad Administration. In his role, he will leverage his nearly two decades of public service. Ms. Josi is nominated for the Federal Motor Carrier Commission, and Ms. Wasserman nominated to the Chief Financial Officer of the Department of Transportation. If confirmed, Ms. Wasserman will bring considerable experience and financial acumen to manage the department's budget. Mr. Syed is nominated to be the Assistant Secretary for Government Affairs at the Department of Transportation. Mr. Syed brings to this position a long career in public service with positions in the Department of Commerce for the House Committee on Transportation Infrastructure on this committee. I look forward to working with these nominees to improve safety, encourage innovation. And next, we have Mary Boyle, who's been nominated to be Commissioner of CPSC, where she will be charged with helping the Commission protect American consumers from the risk, injury, and death from consumer products. Ms. Boyle currently serves as Executive Director for the CSPC and has served for more than 10 years in a senior position at that agency. Her experience and commitment to children's safety issues will be critical as the Commission tackles changing marketplace and increasing availability of new and sometimes hazardous products. We'll also vote on nomination of Rear Admiral Nancy Hahn to be Director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Commissioned Officer Corps, and the Officer of Marine and Aviation Operations. Currently, the Deputy Director, Admiral Hahn, brings nearly three decades of NOAA experience into this position. If confirmed, she'll be only the second woman to fill this critical role, where she'll be charged with leading the nation's uniformed officers. She'll also be responsible for administrating and implementing new workforce issues and job training. Finally, we'll be voting on important Coast Guard promotion, including 69 new captains, Rear Admiral James Kelly, who has been nominated to be the Director of Coast Guard Reserve, where he has served admiralty for decades. With that, I'll turn to Ranking Member Wicker.
Thank you, Senator Cantwell. The